This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the 25th mass shooting in the U.S. this year. A gunman opened fire along a walking trail in Raleigh, North Carolina yesterday, killing five people, then taking off until police cornered him hours later in a home and arrested him. He's described as a juvenile male. Governor Roy Cooper.
Tonight, terror has reached our doorstep. The nightmare of every community has come to Raleigh.
We don't yet know why the gunman did this, but Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin says these mass shootings in this country have to stop.
We have to end this mindless gun violence that is happening in our country. We have work to do, but there are too many victims, and so we have to wake up.
Mayor Baldwin and Governor Cooper heard on WTVD-TV in North Carolina. The House January 6th committee is demanding former President Trump testify before the panel. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The panel's leaders say after nearly 1,000 interviews,
he is the one person at the center of the story.
We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion.
Trump is almost certain to fight the subpoena. On social media, he blasted the panel for not asking him to testify earlier. He did not say if he would have agreed.
To Ukraine now, where Moscow is promising free accommodations to residents of the partially occupied Kherson region who want to evacuate to Russia. It's seen as a sign that Russia's worried now that Ukraine is gaining militarily in the south. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont's been hospitalized overnight as a precaution, says his office, after he felt unwell at his home in suburban D.C. Senator Leahy is 82. This is AP News. Rising cases of COVID in Europe are worrying health officials here in the U.S. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
Health officials in the Pacific Northwest are urging residents to get the updated COVID booster shot as soon as possible. King County health official Dr. Jeff Duchin says rising COVID cases and hospitalizations in Europe point to what the U.S. can expect to see in 4 to 6 weeks. In Germany, authorities have registered over 114,000 newly confirmed cases in the past 24 hours and 165 COVID-related deaths. Some cases in Bavaria have been linked to the recent Oktoberfest. German Health Minister Karl Lauterbach told reporters in Berlin, the direction we're going in isn't a good one, and is urging a return to limited precautions, like indoor mask wearing, to prevent stricter measures later on. I'm Jennifer King.
Delta Airlines expects travelers to pack planes during the upcoming holidays, despite higher fares and growing concerns over inflation. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.